I think I have to say something about the craziness that's going on in the world, or, you know, mostly in the U.S., but especially with Kanye. What the fuck? Those are my words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom are what the fuck?
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
Yeah. That's a question.
I know.
Shit.
I was hoping you'd take longer so I could think of
it. It's
mine.
An in search of, really, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Well, okay. I mean, you are right. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
My words of wisdom are just keep your shit to yourself.
Yes, please.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Love people.
Yeah. He does love people is what he says.
Yeah, he loves the Jews. Nazis. And he loves the Nazis.
Well, his point was he loves
but
everybody.
I also love Nazis.
Yeah, well, that's true. Disregard that they literally burned alive and gassed millions of people. Deep down, they were just regular human beings.
But I also love Nazis.
I mean, you know, so.
He's trying to say he loves all people, even with the integrations or whatever the fuck they did. But the problem is he's turning it on a dime and saying.
He's not doing it right.
I mean, doesn't make sense, mm-mm, really. He's fucked up.
Yeah, he's dumb.
He's
the richest dumb person I've ever I've ever contemplated.
Yeah, I have to totally agree. Yeah.
Okay, those are my words of wisdom.
Sweet. Super nice.
Nice.
All right. You know what we need to do? We need a basement hangout field trip to the Large Hadron Collider so we can figure this shit out.
And I bet they have really good food nearby. God, gassy.
All right, with that, man, let's wrap it up. What are your words of wisdom?
Do not create fucking quantum black holes, dude. It's gonna kill us all.
Okay, I like that. I agree with that.
Join the movement to stop CERN.
Yes. I don't know if I agree with that one. My words of wisdom are, if you are opening a new thing, like a tunnel or a building or a train station or a new sidewalk, your opening ceremony is just cut the ribbon and walk away. Don't do goat gods and all this fucked up shit.
Yeah, get the picture with the big fucking scissors. And
yeah, what the hell?
I don't know.
All right.
We need to have someone on from Switzerland.
Yeah, we do. Maybe we can get a scientist on here.
Yeah, scientist,
from,
I was going to say.
From CERN.
That would be amazing.
Maybe. Maria, let's make that happen, please. Thank you.
Do it!
Words of wisdom as we go to break. Bob.
Words of wisdom are, if you need to use the restroom, don't hold your shit like Elvis did.
Did he?
Well, yeah, he had fucking, what did I say, 4 weeks worth of shit.
He held it or just didn't
Elvis
come out?
Died with 4 months of backed up stool in his body.
But he did that on purpose by holding it?
I'm sure it was because of the opioids.
You think?
Daily bowel movements are important. That's my fucking, and you know what? Dr. X takes Metamucil every day.
Well, I don't need no fucking Metamucil. I'm regular as a fucking clock.
Dr. X can go whenever the fuck he won't.
That is true.
Literally, like, whenever he won't. So, I mean, that's control.
He literally said in episode 2 of The Basement Hangout,
whenever he won't.
If I see a nice toilet, I will go fucking use it.
So he probably, like, only selects toilets with bidet.
Like, he'll walk by a nice toilet and be like, I'm going to use that.
Like, that's nice and clean. Now is the time.
He'll go drop a bomb.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I don't.
That is pretty fucking boring.
So I have seen Metamucil has an ad now, the 7-day challenge.
Yeah.
So I challenge you, Chad. take the 7-day Metamucil challenge. Because my father actually takes Metamucil every day.
If I can rocket shit out my ass on demand, I will do it.
And I think that's what's going to happen, dude.
My words of wisdom are, take Metamucil, do the 7-day challenge.
I think we should both do it, see what happens.
Okay.
So I will say,
I might have diarrhea, huh? But
it's called diet-rhea. You lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Keep your eyes to the sky and your curiosity high.
As you know, we do words of wisdom always. You're up.
Oh, I'm supposed to say, I forgot about that.
Well, we like to surprise our guests.
Yeah, just throw me a reminder. What are you, words of wisdom?
It could be anything you want.
Anything. Like, yeah, there's what you would tell your son when you may see him for the last time, or there's a sale at the local grocery store, whatever, anything. What should we look for at an antique shop? Whatever you can think of.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there you go.
No, don't do it. If you think you're going to watch the Antiques Roadshow and see something on there that's sold for $25,000, don't think you're going to find one.
Okay.
That's the best advice I can give you.
So it's because super rare.
People do make mistakes all the time because something will look like something else. So, you have to really trust people that know what they're looking at. And there's a lot of fakes. There's a lot more fakes out there than there are real when it comes to documents and UFOs. It's the same way with, you get people like Bob Lazar. Don't listen to Bob Lazar. That's my best words I can tell you right now.
Oh, wow. That's,
yep. That's a good controversial, words of
wisdom. Controversial.
But that is a good words of wisdom.
Might as well end on a controversy.
That's exactly right.
Okay, Bob, your words of wisdom.
Mine
are.
Is more general for, all of you listening. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That is why it is called a present. I'm sorry, the present.
Wow.
Yes, deep.
I'm glad you Googled your words of wisdom this evening.
No, it was actually on Kung Fu Panda. One or two, but it sounds, very nice. It's very deep, man.
Okay, I like that. My words of wisdom are even more general and unuseful. If you're going to cook wings in a smoker,
mm-hmm.
cook them at 300 degrees for 20 minutes, Bob. 20.
So super short.
20 minutes. Then raise the temperature to 450 and hit them for 7.5 minutes. Then pull them out and immediately sauce them.
So 27 and a half minutes.
Yes. Those are the best wings ever. We're going to test it tonight, starting right now.
Perfect.
Wow. Well, can I just have one more words of wisdom?
Yes, please.
Please.
Keep your eyes to the sky and your curiosity high.
I've got words of wisdom for you, Bob.
Good. Let's hear it.
If you are going to go to Russia, do not have cannabis or any kind of drugs in your luggage, for Christ's sake. You do not want to end up being imprisoned for 14 years in a Russian high security F you in the ass prison for having 2 cartridges of vape juice. That's words of wisdom number 1. Words of wisdom number 2, do not go to Russia. Period.
Yeah, that sounds like good advice.
Yes, thank you.
Bob, no, I always thought if you had a prescription, you'd be good.
Like, well, who says that, Russia needs to adhere to your goddamn prescription?
Yeah, I guess, they couldn't show up with like a prescription for cocaine from Russia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's like, hold on, point. I know I have it somewhere.
Yeah, like a crackhead out on the street. Like, my doctor prescribed it. His name is Dr. Feelgood.
My words of wisdom are, and I stumbled upon this and you've probably used this substance many times in your life for your children, whatever. It's different uses for Vicks vapor rub, and this is actually like what they say it's for.
All right.
So it's not just to put like on their chest, like on your chest when you're phlegmy. It is good for a sore throat. You rub it on the throat. Decongestion, you rub it on the chest and under the nostrils. Sore muscles, rub generously on sore muscles. Headaches, rub a small amount on the temples and forehead. Earaches, apply a small amount to the cotton ball in the ear. Nail fungus, rub on your toenails that have fungus like you. Chad, I know you have that. Nail will turn dark as it kills the fungus and it'll go away as the nail grows out. Mosquito repellent, you just rub it on your, you know, little bit of exposed skin. The mosquitoes don't like it. Itchy bug bites, cracked heels, acne, and cold sores. So I wonder if this will help monkeypox.
That's the wonder drug right there. When you made my Bob paste months ago, you did not put Vicks vapor in there.
No. So now I wear this around my neck. It's a small bottle of Vicks vapor rub.
Very nice. Like Flava Flav, but instead of a cloth, you've got a big bottle of Vicks vapor rub.
Well, I need that. I'm going to have Desitin on the other end. So that, you know. It doesn't get too heavy.
And then garlic up your ass.
I put it on prior to a golf outing last weekend, and because it's been getting a little buggy, like gnats.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any. I put like some behind my ears.
Are you serious? The Vicks vapor up?
Yeah, and on my wrists and on my ankles. I didn't get, like, the gnats will get all in your face and stuff right now, and none of them flew up on me. So.
Damn, I believe. Dude. Those are good words of wisdom, because I did not know. I'm going to have to try that. Definitely going to have to try that.
You're going to smell super funky, but that's okay.
I mean, if you just put a little dab behind your ear, you'll just smell like mint, right?
It honestly smells like
Icy Hot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or Icy Hot smells like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah, I think, I would assume Vicks Vapor Rub is the, you know, original.
Well, you've convinced me. Again, good. In the famous words of Dante,
my shit's been turnt.
I am now a Vicks Vapor Rub fan.
Okay, here's my words of wisdom.
Okay,
by Destin.
By what now?
By the Destin. You cannot stuff reuse for the chafe thing. I think Bob gave you some chafing thing, Destin or something. I don't know.
That's true.
So,
well, that was prior, use but
Destin, if you're chafed, motherfuckers. I love that. Use Destin if you're chafed, motherfuckers. Use Destin if you're chafed.
Chafed.
My life. Say your name. Say your name. Use Destin if you're chafed.
Bitch! Freaking trash!
Dumbhead! 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 Dumbhead!
And we need words of wisdom. Dr. X, you're up first with words of wisdom, you son of a bitch.
If you're going to be involved in illegal cockfights, please bring a cock.
Okay. Those are like ones to live by.
Yeah. I've got a good one here.
Okay, do it.
Our local wing place, the waitress. I've questioned many waitresses. The first one told me the recipe. None of them did to this day. Thankfully, Dr. S was there. We were like, what the fuck is this goddamn ranch? Which I'm a blue guy, like
their
you know.
Their goddamn ranch is amazing.
So they told me, and I'll try to remember it off my brain.
Yes.
2 parts Daisy sour cream. 1 part.
No, 2 parts mayo, 1 part.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Sour cream. Me?
It's over.
No.
And then the fucking ranch powder.
On. Fuck. Hold on, Daisy. Yeah, I think it's 2 parts.
2 parts mayo.
Here, no. Yeah, no, I had it right, you motherfucker. Cut everything. I texted you immediately when I got it that
you
day.
You motherfucker.
2 parts Daisy ranch sour cream, 1 part Kraft mayo and a shit ton of Hidden Valley Ranch powder. Mix it up.
But the thing was that the powder is not the store bought shit.
Yeah, they get it from Restaurant Depot. Yeah, but
you got to get it at Restaurant Depot or it doesn't count.
So that's about an hour drive. So if we commit, we can do this in the morning.
And which mayo?
You and I, Duke. So you and I deciphered ranch. She said doesn't even fucking matter. I mean, sorry. You and I deciphered craft.
Craft. You have but to go
she
for.
She said doesn't fucking matter.
But no. Duke's is the best.
I told him that, but we don't know about that.
Just don't do Hellman's. Those are my words of wisdom. Don't use fucking Hellman's.
Because it's fake or what? Or it causes
it tastes like shit.
My words of wisdom are Duke's mayonnaise always 100%. Go do it. Do not look back.
This message was sponsored by Hellman's.
We need Chad's words of wisdom over. Like, redo.
Okay.
Yeah, Chad, dig deep here.
Yeah, dig deep.
My words of wisdom are...
listeners dying of COVID.
Okay. My words of wisdom are, if you have an experience, if you've been touched by a shadow person, or spoon by a shadow person, or you've had aliens abduct you, or...
Okay, that's too many ors.
Anything strange has happened to you, email connect@thebasementhangout.com and tell us about it, because it's always good to get these things off your chest. They weigh you down. And telling us about it,
better.
And we'll put nice music to it and all that stuff. It'll make you feel better, and it'll give you some catharsis. Is that a word, Bob?
It sounds like a word.
Sounds like a word. I think it's a word.
I'm not buying it.
Hey, Siri. What does the definition of catharsis?
Catharsis means the process of releasing and thereby providing relief from strong or repressed emotions.
Exactly. The process of releasing is my words of wisdom. Bob.
So, Ruby.
You should see the look on her face right now. She's very upset. My words of wisdom, I'm going to actually use something that Bob told me earlier today as my words of wisdom. I always thought that you should smoke meats with the fat cap up, right? Mm-hmm. Because the juices from the fat cap will
flow down
through the meat and keep the meat juicy. But I found out today through Bob's wisdom, which I am... re-communicating, that if the fat cap is down, it acts as a buffer between the flame and the meat, keeping the meat juicy, and then you get a nice crust on the fat cap, so when you're ready to eat, you have all that flavor.
Yeah, it's money.
I never thought of it that way, Bob. This sounds super nice.
Can I point out real quick that yes. If the people that listen to this don't know about what Bob can do on a grill. I mean, I see it personally in the Discord, and it's pretty unbelievable. Nice. It looks so fire every time.
Oh, thank you, Brock.
Awesome. I think some of that was from the hangout.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we grill a lot together, Brock, Chad, and I.
We post pictures to our Instagram of our grilling continuously.
Because we're grilling right now, bro. A goddamn spaghetti recipe. I don't know what the fuck how I'm gonna follow up with that. Hot damn!
Just tell us the spaghetti recipe, man. It's all good.
Okay, this is from a grandmother in Italy.
You have a grandma in Italy?
I do not.
Okay.
But a colleague Chad of mine does. So thank you for this, Grandma Chayo. You, when you're heating up your fucking this is about a 15-minute recipe.
Okay.
It's going to take a little while for me to explain. I apologize. Words of wisdom.
15 minutes?
Not for me to explain, but to cook it all.
Okay.
So you heat up your water to boil your pasta. Put a shitload of salt, like salt water salt. Heat up some oil. Good fucking good oil, not the shit vegetable oil. There we go.
Yes.
fucking Italian olive oil is the better, virgin, if possible.
Okay. First cold press?
If you are balling like that, yes, that's fine. So you take that at the same exact fucking time you're heating up your salty ass water before you put the pasta in. You're putting in like a half cup of olive oil into a like frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When it's warm, not hot, not, you don't want to get too fucking hot. It got to be low medium almost. You put garlic, parsley, fresh red chili pepper, or I put the fucking other shit because I have it at ease, the dry shit. Like you put on pizza. Okay. When the pasta's boiling, you leave that shit. The garlic cannot burn you. Fuck it up. Do not do that, Chad.
Okay.
Do not fuck it up.
I will not.
When the pasta's boiling, take about a half cup of the water from the pasta, that salty ass water, put it into the oil pan where you have the other shit.
Only a half cup.
Only a half cup, yeah, because you're putting water into oil. It's not going to be so hot. If it's so hot, it splatters, you fucked it up and just.
Yeah. And you're going to get a grease fire. Anyway, continue.
Yes. And then you put in a bunch of half cut cherry tomatoes. Or if you have some other tomato you like, put it in there right now. Let it simmer, not a simmer bubble, like a low shit. When your pasta's done, do not strain it. Take your pasta out in like clumps with like tongs.
Yeah.
Put it into the oil. Get all your pasta out of the water. Like, make sure you don't put a lot of water in. Like, kind of like, you know, bang it a little bit. Put it in. When all the pasta's gone, mix that shit all up. Serve it with fresh Parmesan and money and shit.
Damn.
Bitch. So, I don't like al dente, do you?
I do, yes.
Okay, so you want al dente.
That recipe sounds pretty good.
It's money as shit.
Oh, juicy. I'm going to have to check that out.
And I forgot to add a little bit of fresh cracked black pepper.
Oh, that's nice as well.
Is,
very nice.
Always nice. And a little bit of, you know, whatever cheese you like, so.
Well, I think these words of wisdom, both of these are going to make our next words of wisdom episode.
I mean, I hate to follow up a Pitbull words of wisdom with a recipe, but motherfucker, you knew I was going to do that. Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, if you've been listening to the show, you know that we end the show with words of wisdom. Would you like to go first, or would you like us to start?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll go first.
Yes, please.
Famous quote my father always said, believe nothing in what you hear and only half of what you see.
Wow. I like that, actually.
That was always big for me growing up.
That's short and sweet. Believe nothing that you see and only half of what you hear. Did I get that right?
Believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I think that's very true.
I grew up in a town full of drama. You know what I mean? A lot of cheaters and shit like that. So that's where that come from.
Yeah, I hear you. Dante?
I'm going to add, where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, there's something obviously going on here. So I'd like to learn a little bit more about it and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Dante, yes, I like sir, that. You. Those are very nice words of wisdom for a Sasquatch novice. Where there's smoke, yes, there's sir. Fire. Very nice.
Absolutely.
My dig words. Deeper. Yeah, go ahead.
Just dig deeper. You'll see.
Yeah.
Yep. My words of wisdom are very surface. I am smoking ribs this evening, Jeffrey. That is going to be our dinner for post-cast. So I want to tell the people how to do it. So what you do is you take your baby back ribs. Obviously you cut the, film off the back. You throw your rub on there. You put them in at about 200 degrees, high smoke. You let them do that for about an hour. Then you take them off and you put some butter on. Then you put them back in. Raise the temperature to 225 for another 2 hours. After that, take them off, wrap them up in tin foil, put butter in the tin foil with barbecue sauce and your favorite seasoning and a little bit of honey. Let that run for another 2 hours at 225. Then take it off, unwrap them, and sauce them. Good to go.
Smoke meat every day.
Thank you. are your words of wisdom, goddamn?
He already said them, but I can't remember where they were. Like, what would you suggest someone as our age who drinks a lot, like, at like, what do they do to better their day to life?
Yes.
If you're going to go get your prostate checked, go, don't go drunk.
Don't go drunk?
No. Because you're going to be all tight, or?
You might,
Because you're all tight?
Or you're super loose.
You might get confused.
I don't even know.
Life is going to change.
Like, whoa.
Your life, whoa. Whoa, what's that?
Like, doctor, goddamn.
That was super nice.
Like, I need a reanalysis in 6 days. Is that your earliest appointment for real? Was that your hand? So how much does it go in? Like two fingers, right? Or three?
Like, you mean like...
Like when they're testing your prostate, whatever the fuck.
No, it's just one finger.
I mean, strange. Mine was different.
Which one?
I can request for a second opinion if you want.
Yeah, so why wouldn't it be the finger middle finger? Use? Middle finger's all tall.
These two.
The thumb, like.
Like.
Both or one finger, you
no,
said?
No, both.
Now you're saying two.
Yeah.
What are you feeling for? Like polyps? Like
depends on the customer.
Growths?
So, Chad's your customer. What are you going to do? Two, obviously, or three.
Yeah, two.
If you're entering one and it seems like very loose, then you go two or three.
Yeah.
Like, sir, calm down. Sir, calm down.
So what are you feeling for? Like bumps, pops?
I don't do that shit, man. That's not my special.
Strange. We thought it was.
Yeah.
Weird. Why did I pay for the other one?
That'd be funny shit. He's got his hand up your ass. He's like, this is not my specialty.
Like, it's weird. It feels different than I thought. Like, doctor, am I okay? Like, I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
This is disgusting.
It's a little loose in my doctor opinion.
Like, I'm turning off the video. This is not ghost playing.
You need to do some Kegels.
Yeah. I thought you said you shit this morning. No, but so if you were giving a prostate exam and the dude's in the sheet or like the, what's the shit where your ass shows? Like, what do you say then? Like,
say what?
Like, you know, the gown, the hospital gown.
Yeah.
You got to get into that, obviously, because you're all naked. What do you suggest a doctor would say to someone where they got to be like, okay, it's time, bend over. Like, you know what I mean? How do you say that nicely? Like, hey, it's me, your doctor friend. Go ahead and grab the fucking table.
Grab your ankles. It's okay.
This may feel, you may feel pressure is what I've always heard people say.
That's what you heard people say.
Yeah. Like,
you're talking about experience.
No, remember Howard Stern used to have prostate exams on air and it was like, you may feel a little pressed and be like, ah. You know what I mean?
You may feel a little pressure. It's okay. It's just my penis.
Yeah.
Just smile.
Prostate exam starts in 10 minutes.
Yeah, those are actually my words of wisdom. If you're going to get a prostate exam, just make sure that both of your physician's hands are not on your shoulders.
All right, man. It's time to end this shit. I have words of wisdom from the Donald Trump himself. And then we go out.
We have people that are stupid.